Deborah Prinsing, welcome to KPLU. You've become an impassioned advocate for a more sustainable flower industry. What's so bad about buying flowers that you can just grab at the supermarket or order from FTD?
You know, I think we've gotten so detached from our flowers, we don't even know where they come from. We buy them wrapped in cellophane at the supermarket, and they've been out of the ground for days. And, you know, when you go into the supermarket, every piece of produce, fruit and vegetable, has a sticker on it giving you the state or country of origin. We understand that food comes from somewhere, but that requirement is not applied to flowers, that labeling requirement. So it's kind of hard for people who think that they are giving a beautiful gift to a loved one to even understand that maybe they're damaging the environment by doing so.
Now, a lot of these flowers come from abroad where the regulations on pesticides are different or even non-existent.
It's true, and it's so out of whack. 80% of the cut flowers sold in the U.S. are imported. And that's been going on for about 3 decades. And, you know, I know, of course, we want to encourage economic development in, you know, developing nations, but we have farms here in the U.S. that are struggling to save their farmland and create a living wage and maybe encourage rural economic development. So I've become really interested in, you know, seeing the success and saving American flower farms. It's just an interesting contrast that here's something so ephemeral and we're putting it on a jumbo jet and shipping it from another continent to Miami, putting it on a big truck, trucking it across the country to Seattle and seeing it at our supermarket when in our own backyard we have such amazing beauty and fresh, sustainably grown flowers.
A lot of people worry about pesticides on flowers and the idea that we stick our faces into a bouquet and inhale deeply. Is this a concern with these imported flowers?
Absolutely. Even if flowers are labeled eco something coming into the U.S., they have to be drenched in fumigants because the U.S. Customs has only one concern in general, and that's to keep invasive pests out of our country for protecting food crops. So it's tough to find an imported flower that's organic.
And now there's a new eco label for local flowers. It's called By the Bunch, just out this week. People can look for this. These are salmon safe certified flowers. Who is behind this?
This is so exciting. In the last 2 years, about 20 farmers in Oregon and Washington, actually, and a few in Alaska, have come together to create their own cooperative. And it's called the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market. It's down in the Georgetown neighborhood of Seattle. And their tagline is farm to florist. They've kind of created their own distribution channel, cutting out the middleman so that they can get flowers fresher and more affordably to the professional florist, to hotels, restaurants, event planners, and supermarkets. And the Buy the Bunch program that they launched, they were able to start that because of some USDA specialty crop grant funding from Oregon and Washington that came through last fall that allowed these farmers to create their own brand and their own packaging and to work with supermarkets like the PCC, the Town and Country Market chain, including Ballard Market and Madison Market on Capitol Hill, to create locally grown mixed bunches for the consumer. And it's exciting. It's just like they're taking charge of their own destiny to create a venue for selling their flowers to the public.
A lot of people worry that sustainably grown organic things tend to be a lot more expensive. Do sustainable flowers cost more?
I think that they cost more to produce. There's a lot of expense in making sure that you're using organic amendments and environmentally safe practices. My argument would be it's possible that you'll see a slightly more expensive price tag on something labeled local, but those flowers are so much fresher and have been grown with a lot of care and they haven't been in a box on an airplane for 5 days, that they're going to last longer. Sourcing locally, you know, even if you buy direct from a farmer at the farmer's market, you know that those flowers were just cut yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, have been treated really well and will last, you know, 5 to 7 days in the vase. So it's sort of a mind shift. We have to start saying we're willing to pay more, a little more, maybe 10 or 25% more for locally grown flowers. But some you'll find are the same price as imported.
All right, Deborah Prinsing, thanks so much for joining us. She's the author of Slow Flowers and the 50-Mile Bouquet. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU.